Who goes there? I'm sure you're rather fond of your head being attached to your neck. So it would be wise for you to retreat while I'm still feeling merciful. An enemy soldier. And wounded at that. The air is metallic with the tang of your injuries soaking through your armor, soldier. But then again, that's what your people do, isn't it? Your kind are rather fond of the sight of blood sullying the ground you stand on, whether it be from friend or foe, or anyone unfortunate enough to cross your path. I should kill you where you stand, but as it is, you can barely stay on your feet. Unlike your horde, I was brought up with honor. I will not slay an injured man. Go, you pitiful man. Run away with your tail between your legs and rest up for another day of battle. Maybe this time, you could even land a blow on me. Now, I'm going to turn and begin my return to camp. I suggest you do the same before I change my mind. Look at you. Face down on the ground. Pathetic. If you even so much as breathe a word of this to anyone, you'll wish you had died on the forest floor. Finally awake? Took you long enough. You know, you're pretty light for someone who likes to showboat his muscles around like that on the battlefield. It was pretty easy sneaking you in. Imagine, the faction's most praised soldier having to sneak into her own encampment like some kind of dirty thief. At least you were passed out while I had to stitch you up. One night. You've one night to heal up and go. I better not see your face here tomorrow. So who exactly does a high-ranking officer have to piss off to warrant a wound like that? Granted, I still think you probably just got drunk and lost your way, bumbling around in the forest. Exploring? At a time like this? Your country's mostly flatlands, is it not? Well, beautiful as they are, these woods are dangerous. Why would someone not well equipped for hiking even venture into the dark forest? What? You thought you could just meander in like some expert tracker and find yourself some great adventure? Tell me, are all the soldiers in your faction as foolhardy as you? At least you're pretty. What? Times are tough for a female soldier out there. You think we have the time or even the energy to take care of our needs while in battle? We can't all just crank one out then zip up and go like you probably do. What was I doing out there? What does it matter to you what my business is with the woods? No, I suppose we don't really have much else to occupy our time. Fine. I'll talk if you do. It relaxes me, being out in the woods. Growing up, we had this giant old willow with a divot in the trunk, just the perfect size for a child to hide. I could get lost in fantasies for hours until my mother would call for me and I'd have to return home. My mother was famous for her temper, but just as famous as a healer. For as long as I could remember, it was just her and I against the world. To me, she was my sun, my burning warm hearth and solace. But even the brightest flames are often the quickest to snuff. And the world must have thought it was equivalent exchange to raise a woman that brilliant to the stars. She hid me, shivering and afraid in my favorite tree while she ran off so enemy soldiers couldn't find me. And when all was said and done, I buried her there, at the foot of a place I once called home. And then I enlisted. Well, at least as close as a child could get to enlisting. I helped in hospitals, carrying supplies back and forth from injured party to injured party. The carnage and despair I bore witness to only stoked the embers of my resolve. I would end this war, even if I had to tear myself asunder to do it. That is why I fight. But let me guess. You were probably born of noble blood in a silver cradle, all the fineries of the world readily available to you. You never wanted for anything, never had to work a day in your life until this war broke out. Mommy and Daddy probably said it would look great for the family if you enlisted. A brief stint playing soldier for about a year, and you could return to soft beds warmed by any village slut that tickled your fancy for the night. No? And so regale me with your story, downtrodden soldier. I see. So, you were orphaned at birth and raised by a brute of a man who molded you into what he thought would be the perfect weapon. Is that what these scars are? I'm sorry, I had to remove your armor in order to treat your wounds, and I couldn't help but notice you. You know, amidst my ogling your physique, I have to say you are a fine specimen. Would you mind if I touch them? Am I hurting you? Sorry, you were just making these noises. Oh, it feels good. I can keep going if you'd like. You seem to be really enjoying this. Does my touch really excite you so much, soldier? I have to say, it's rather flattering to see such an enthusiastic reaction from you. What do I mean? I thought you'd noticed, but you have a rather substantial reaction building in your, Yeah. Don't feel embarrassed. Really, I take it as a compliment. With the war going as long as it has, it's not often a woman finds herself in such attractive company. In fact, it's been a long time since I've been able to take things nice and slow with someone. What do you say? While the candles burn bright and my men have quieted for the night, will you help me quell this flame? Although I have to say, soldier, your eyes are ablaze. I can feel the residual heat of your gaze running over me. You look a little parched. Let me help with that. It tastes amazing. I can't help but trail kisses along your jaw. Down your neck. There's a need building in me. Perhaps it's always been there. Perhaps I've needed this. Needed you. You're more dangerous than I thought. Girls probably fawn over you all the time, but... Dear soldier, you're with a woman now. Tell me, have you ever had a woman ride you? Shh, just lay back and let me do all the work. All you have to do is keep your eyes on me. Watch me straddle you. Let me grind my hips against you. Rocking back and forth. Grab my hips if you need it. You're gonna want to hold on tight for what comes next. That's right. Feel free to let your hands roam. Your rough, calloused hands feel amazing against me. Cup my tits and squeeze. Feel how the weight of them fills out your palm. Feel my nipples against the thin fabric of my blouse. I might not be as full as the women you've had, but they do feel oh so soft in your hands, don't they? Pinch my nipples just like that. The way you roll them between your fingertips. Pull on them. You're gonna drive me crazy. Here. Let me just rest my hands on either side of your head. Why don't you open your mouth a little? There. Oh, it didn't hurt. Not in the bad way, at least. Do it again. Bite them. Please. Please, I can take it. I can take it. I can't wait any longer. I need you inside me now. I'm gonna take your dick in my hand and push all of you into me. Inch by delicious inch. Just like this. Fuck yeah. I'm not holding back. This need has been building in me for far too long. I need to fuck. You understand? I'm going to use your dick like my little fuck toy. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. You don't need to do anything. Oh, shh. And just lay back and let me take you. Oh, it's been too long. Oh, fuck you. Yeah. You going. You fucking going. That's right. I'm so fucking close already. I want you to come with me. I need you to come with me. This feels so good. You feel so good. Oh, fuck. What the fuck? Your dick feels amazing. Hitting all my sweet spots like that. Oh. look at you. So consumed by your lust. Oh, what? You like fucking an enemy soldier? You like watching me ride your dick like a fucking champ? Your hands are locked on my tits. Squeezing them so fucking tight it feels amazing. Yeah, I'm gonna go faster and faster and faster. I'm gonna take and take and take and take and fucking take you. I'm gonna drain you for all. Everything, every last fucking drop in your balls. That's right, that's right. Are you close, baby? Are you close? Oh, good, 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 because I'm gonna fucking come. Come with me, baby. Fucking come with me. That's right, just let go. I just let loose. Oh, that's right, give me every last fucking drop. It was amazing. I can't remember the last time I... Actually, I can't remember any time I felt like that with anyone. Was it... Do you feel the same way? Oh. Once before, I see. A past lover? Do you mind if I ask what happened? If you say you felt like this with someone before, what happened that you're not together now? Slain in battle. I see. An innocent just caught up in the crossfires of war. It's odd. We've probably seen that sight many times over at this point. Bodies piled high on street corners in the aftermath of battle. After a while, fates started to blur together. And even longer than that, the masses probably didn't even register as human to me anymore, but... But that's not right. They were people. With families and friends. A life. Snuffed out, and for what? Conquest? Glory? Once, I thought I was raised with honor in my blood. The fire in my veins led me to believe I fought for justice, right and true. That with each swing of my sword, I was one step closer to salvation, to making things right so that people didn't have to go through what you or I did. But that's not true, is it? My skewed justice led me to believe that I was a shield, protecting others just like us, but in reality, I was just another weapon committing the same atrocities that got my mother killed in the first place. At the end of the day, We are just broken soldiers. Nothing but pawns in a game where no one wins. I cannot continue to serve masters who dine in castles built on foundations soaked with the blood of my brethren. We, who were spoon-fed blind belief, bridled towards a path that claimed salvation, and all it did was damn them to a hell-soaked grave. Shh. Do you hear that? I heard footsteps outside. Stay here and get dressed while I go check it out. Quickly! We have to get out of here. I have heard some officers saying that they heard suspicious sounds in this direction. You have to go now. Head east. Don't stop running until you're past the village, and even then keep going. There's an old dilapidated farm right on the edge of town where you'll find a willow tree. You'll be safe there. I'll be fine. I'll come find you. Our fates are intertwined now. Nothing could ever separate us. And trust me, if anyone ever tried, well, they wouldn't even be alive long enough to contemplate it. Please, you have to trust me. An injured man would do more harm than good at this point. You and I both know it. So go. Save up your strength and heal. These fucks could never kill me. You probably remember. You've tried a couple times. Now go. Find that farm. And say hi to my mother. We'll raise sheep. Fuck, we could even farm potatoes for all I care. Just keep going. Wherever you go, I will find you.